KNW iRadio 76 proudly presents the 515 Show with your host, John Sarver. Who's at the 515 door today?
This is something that we've been looking forward to for a very long time. There is probably, you probably know somebody like this in your lifetime. There is somebody that it's like, hey, you wanted to, nope, doing that. Hey, you got time for it? Nope, got to go. Hey, you. But it's so interesting. Steve Tomosek, how have you been?
Fantastic, John. How about yourself?
Dandy coming through this winter. I hope Santa brought you everything that you needed.
Treated me well.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking new engine, new car?
Well, I was trying for a new car, but that didn't quite work out so well.
Okay. Steve, you have your hands everywhere. I'm surprised you have time to get a hamburger anywhere.
Yeah, so am I.
How do you do it? I mean, is it a workout regimen? Is it food? Is it dangerous drugs?
See all of the above, I guess.
Okay. All right. All right. Only because. All right. So let's go from last we seen you, which was at the Nostalgia Nets in Detroit in Milan Dragway. You have been doing what since then?
Getting ready for the 2021 season, getting races booked and getting our car ready to go out on the road on our little funny car summer tour that we're doing, and making sure everything's in place.
Do tell us about the funny car tour, because this is interesting.
Right now, we've got, I believe, about 13 events lined up between match races, and then we're running a Funny Car Chaos Series, which is based out of Texas, which we're running for a points championship there.
Wow. Okay. So now, Funny Car Chaos, for folks who don't know about that, is?
Funny Car Chaos is basically a run what you brung funny car race. There's no rules other than the sanctioning bodies in place safety rules. You can run a nitro car, an alcohol car. We've got some twin turbo cars. We've got nitrous cars. We've got naturally aspirated cars. There's a little bit of everything. And we all run for the same money.
For the $1 million payout?
You know, it's getting close to that. Our season opener is in Enos, Texas at the end of March. And right now we've got, I think to last date, there's 62 cars.
Wow.
Pre-entered, yes. And the purse right now is north of $50,000.
Wow. Okay, so who's the sanctioning body with this?
This is an NHRA track.
NHRA?
Yeah, this is the Texas Motorplex.
So do you get to do the 1,000-foot?
No, this series runs 8th mile. I know you're a fan of that. Which, it works well for this series, because when you've got, you know, someone like us that runs an alcohol car, a double B car,
yeah,
and we've got, especially for the Motorplex, we've got some big show teams that are coming up. Terry Haddock's coming with his car. Scott Palmer's coming with his car. So the 8th mile is the equalizer, because, you know, both of us run pretty hard to the 8th, and it's the nitro cars that tend to take over on the back side of the track. So, you know, we tend to stand a chance.
That's amazing. It is amazing how many people still have all different style of funny cars sitting in their garages, you know, and now they finally get a place to go.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Never in our lifetime did we, you know, we missed out on the 70s of the 32 and 64 car shows. We never, ever thought that this would actually happen again. And Chris and Tara Graves have done an outstanding job of putting this deal together. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
You know, how does that come together? You're a part of this. How? Are you a part, are you the showrunner for this, or?
No, no, Chris and Tara Graves, this is their right. brainchild. They're based out of Texas, and Chris is a long time, he's been a crew member, a photographer, a driver. Him and his wife both drive, and he was doing some promotion work at some of the tracks in Texas, and decided that he wanted to put a funny car race together, and this will be, I believe, 2016. And so he invited some of the local nitro and alcohol teams to come out to do this little match race that he put together.
Right.
And for the first event, he had 24 cars show up.
Wow.
For an 8-car field. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, at that point, Funny Car Chaos was born. They knew they were onto something. So the second year, I believe he had 5 races, and then there's been 8 races the past 2 years, which we were on a point series now.
Wow.
For an end-of-the-year championship.
So is anybody going north of the Mason-Dixon with this show?
There's cars coming from everywhere, from both coasts, from everywhere. You know, I mean, when you're pulling 64 cars, you know, that's a lot of cars coming from all over the country.
And unfortunately, none from Canada. Otherwise, you would have even more, I'd assume.
Correct. Yes. There are some Canadian cars that normally run with the series, but yes, it's unfortunately they can't.
What tracks, cross right Steve? Now. I'm sorry. What tracks is the Chaos running on? I mean, are they running just in the South or?
A majority of the races are in Texas. Well, I shouldn't say a majority. There's 3 races. The opener is at the Texas Motorplex, and then that's followed by Amarillo, and then Odessa, Texas. And then they're making their way to Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and then back to Texas again.
Hmm. Gee, sure it'd be nice to come up even closer in the Midwest, wouldn't it?
You know, we did try it. I shouldn't say we, but Chris tried it at 131 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the problem is, especially when you're running a point series, a majority of his core cars are from the Texas-Oklahoma area.
That's a long drive.
It is. Yeah, to expect them to come to Michigan when they're chasing points, it's hard to do.
You know, when you say funny cars, and we missed out on the 70s, and I know where you're going with, but to tell our audience, it's these cars are not the brand new looking cars, correct?
It's again, there's no rules. So, you know, you've got Terry Haddix bringing his, I believe Terry runs Toyota bodies.
Wow.
And right now, looking at the entry list, it's kind of a split right down the middle of nostalgia versus later model bodies.
Are you at a disadvantage then?
You know, we've you would think so, but
yeah.
Of the 6 Funny Car Chaoses that we've run, we've won 3, runner-up, and 1. So, yeah, you'd think we are, but we've got a good team. We pull one out every now and then.
I was going to say, because aerodynamically, you're slightly disadvantaged. Pardon me.
You're talking about me or the car?
Yes, you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
5'6" version of you. Yeah. Okay. Because I was just thinking, because really, and we had this discussion here about 2 weeks ago, the new funny cars have that bar of soap look, you know?
Correct.
Here's
right.
your sticker, and I mean, God bless, that's what's, you know, how it's happening nowadays with those kids and that long hair and that Beatle music, you know? But there was a thing that we were talking about, and that's a couple of shows ago when we had Todd Sr., Dunham here from the Drag Racers of Michigan Facebook page, and we were talking about the showrunners that we like to see, the thing that we do every beginning of the year of the who to watch, you know, the showrunners to watch and the tracks to watch, the ones that we think these are the people that have something really going on. And just because we did it in alphabetical order, that we had you third. But the thing that we were talking about here was we go all over the place. We see everybody, et cetera, in the Midwest. And sometimes those stands get to be lonely as a prairie dog out in Arizona. There is something, somehow, some way, where you have your finger on the pulse. I mean, it's like you're not the only one that does nostalgia stuff, but there is some huge upswell now for not only nostalgia, but nostalgia funny car. And gee, if you only knew somebody that owned one.
Yeah, right.
You know, and all of a sudden, you know, what we saw, and we talked about this too, if you're a fan of CKIW, you know how much we talked about the Detroit Dragway reunion and the Nostalgia Nats up here at Milan, and Steve had his hands all over this, you know. And I'm telling you, friends, this if you have to be reminded, I will do it really quickly for you. There are races that we went all year round, and we were the only folks sitting in the stands or the only folks that knew it. We went to these two things at Milan Dragway, these two events, packed.
No, we were only 25% capacity.
Yes, only 25% capacity, and everybody was 6 foot away from each other. Boy, those mask sales were going like hotcakes.
They were, too.
Yeah, they were. They were handing out free Detroit Tiger Funny Car masks to everybody under 95. You know, at the time, they were also giving you the experimental vaccine if you went over there to the Detroit Tiger trailer. Two shots for one. Yes, and that's what it was. So clearly, they were all within the state of Michigan rules. But how about that for backpedaling?
Right.
It was the most exciting thing we saw all year. It was the event of the year. You know, if we thought that that the Detroit Dragway reunion was something, the Nostalgia Nationals were by far. And this includes the big money races that they had at Mid-Michigan and the stuff they had. They were trying to get through at 131 and the big deal one at Ubley, the Red Genoa. It was phenomenal, Steve, to see fans in the stands. And we didn't get too much chance to talk about this last time. But the show that you put on, the people you pulled in, the drivers you had on hand, there was a vibe like a Springsteen concert there.
Well, that's you know, you mentioned the funny cars. It's not just us. You know, that's what I try to do is I try to cater to everybody, whether it's, you know, the gassers, you know, Great Lakes gassers we have in. I think we had about 45 gassers on site. We had the Nostalgia Superstock group out of Missouri, which that was their first time there. I think they brought 12 cars. And, you know, we try to have something for everyone.
Yeah, but you know something? We missed a gap of millennials because, unfortunately, they got into cars in the late 80s and 90s and, okay, enjoy your Corolla, you know? I'm not sure, you know, we're not seeing that demographic coming, but with the 20 or 25% of the people that we saw at the stands, you know, incredibly fat people because these stands are filled, you know. I mean, evidently they were having too many hot dogs at the time, but that's okay.
Right.
You know, you saw all age points, which any promoter would be drooling for how you got these folks in. Now, because the people were having a good time, it appeared that the drivers were having a good time, which made the paying customers have even a better time. And I know when you guys, you know, smoke the tires and stuff and you put on the show, you know, put the wheels in the front end and stuff, it's probably something you might not want to be doing all the time, you know. But the people in the stands, all 20% of them, dug it.
Right.
Beyond belief. It was like back to when drag racing was exciting for fans. And thank God, Steve, that we'll tell this worldwide right now. Somehow, some way, whatever you're doing is engaging the fans again, and that's what this sport sorely needs. You know,
well, that's what we try to do. One thing that we did see this year, and I'm sure that Corona had something to do with it. We saw a lot of new faces at the track that not only had they never been to a nostalgia race, but they had never been to the drag strip, period. And, you know, and that's obvious by questions that they ask and whatnot. So it's good to see that. And hopefully, you know, we did our jobs in entertaining them for 5 or 6 hours, and they'll come back this year.
Oh, kiddies, there is no question they're coming back this year, because we at CKW Radio 76 are putting all of our weight. And I know it's a strange kind of, you know, we don't know if we're going to have 20%. We don't know if we're going to open up the doors. We don't know if it's going to la, 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 la. However, if we are back to the same 20% and the people get the same Detroit Tiger masks, you know, and you get that same crowd, we're putting all of our weight behind it. We are huge fans of the Nostalgia Nats.
Yeah, we appreciate your support.
Yeah, but I mean, it's anything that we can do. Let's talk about it. Only because it's so exciting to hear cheers. It's so exciting to hear the Ford versus Chevy people poking at each other in good fun. If you never got a chance, hopefully you be the first of the 25% of the people that are going to be there. Because if you're the 26%, Steve will physically shut that gate. Nope, 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 you can't come in. You know, he's sorry. You know, but you should have been there earlier. You should have got there a day earlier, you know, because there's no way possible that 20, even if you're skinny and turn sideways and try to be 25.5, no, no, no. You know, 25% gets in only. If you never went to a drag race, and it's just like Steve said, it's a spectacle. It is these are the years where people put paint on their cars, they put names on their cars, they made them look different than everybody else's. They didn't fall in line. This is the type of era when people were experimenting with what would work and what didn't, and a lot of stuff didn't. Some of the stuff did. These drivers are, some of them are probably not 25 years old. They may be a little north of 25, 30, you know. But they get the gig. They feed off of the fans in the stands, and they put on a show. And again, it's that weird synchronicity of it's just an amazing thing. And it's so cool that you brought in fans, Steve, that's never been there before. And the cool thing is, if you don't know about this, you can come up to Steve and say, ask him a question, or go to Tim or to John or any of the racers that are there. 99% of the time, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, the drivers who are the owners most of the time will be more than happy to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the fans, spectators, are the reason that we're there. I mean, if they're not there, the track doesn't need to have us. So, yeah, we go out of our way to make sure that we talk to everybody.
Yeah, and now here's another thing, too, is, again, Steve is slightly north of 5'5", okay? So you can't miss him, you know? The deal, what you think that the drivers, unfortunately, it's what folks see on Fox, you know, where the teams are thrashing and you see them moving all around and they all have like this, you know, dance that they do and getting the heads off and getting the injectors off and everyone's real tight and the driver is looking at his shoes and he's, you know, it's not that way at nostalgia events, you know. So please don't feel intimidated. You know, these guys, and I'm telling you, from Steve to his whole crew, everybody on down, they will love to tell you about their cars. They would, you know, some of them even will let you take a picture next to them.
Right.
And then you can tell the women that you're dating, this is my old car. You know, you can BS like no tomorrow. How many cars did you have at the Nostalgia Nats?
We had a total, there was right around 400 cars total.
Wow. Jesus. Job well done, son. Here's to give you a rule of thumb for those who are listening to us in Oslo, Norway right now. See, the beautiful thing about online radio is that we can tell right now who people are, how many people are listening and where. So for you fine friends in Oslo who may want to come down to
Milan, Michigan.
I was going to say, is Milan going to have one this year?
Yeah, we've got our we put our schedule out last week, and you know, I mean,
yeah,
as long as the governor cooperates with everybody, we're a go.
Yeah, that's what stopped me from saying, look, if you're going to get your tickets, but then you can't get into the country. But hopefully by that time you can.
Right.
You know, hopefully you can be one of the 25.
Right.
One of the best things, and I know, I don't think, and this is one thing, Steve, that we want you to clear up, because we've been kicking this one around a lot. There was, at the Nostalgia Nats, a parade of cars. Car after car after car after car. It looked like somehow something went awry, and they couldn't turn the cars around, so they had all the cars that were lined up just go down the strip.
The one thing that we, you know, we have scheduled times that we run the exhibition cars, be it the funny cars, the gassers, the stick shift guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll using nominal numbers on that event. It's usually 2 and 4 o'clock. So that's what we advertise. So we make sure that at 2 o'clock we start the show. So in that case, we have one of our no-box classes in the lanes, and there was a lot of cars. No room to put all the upcoming exhibition cars, so we had to get them out of the staging lane somehow, and the shortest path was down the racetrack. So that was the parade.
And that wasn't intentional, was it?
No, it was not, no.
You know, and that's one of the things that lasted in people's minds as we talked to them on Zoom over the holidays. Mm-hmm. Was that, for a better term, called the parade? Because everybody got to see all the cars at once, and people were on their feet, you know, saluting these cars. I mean, they just had to get to point A to point B.
Right.
But from the spectator point of view, it was such a cool thing, because you could see all the cars at once, you could start picking out your favorite cars, and the cars as they went down, I don't know, man, it was like magic. It was, we never seen it before, I haven't seen it since, and I knew it was kind of just an oopsie kind of thing that happened, but I'm telling you, man, if you don't incorporate that, you're missing something.
I'll keep that in mind, because I was busy thrashing on the car, so I didn't actually get to see that happen, so yeah. You had the bird's eye view of it, so.
Yes, on so many different levels we did.
Right.
And I'm telling you, people were, I mean, they were buzzing, Steve, buzzing, only because you got to see all the cool colors, all the cars. Oh, man, I had one of those. Oh, look at that. Oh, man, look, they're running one of those, you know. And it was like, oh, there's Bill. Oh, look at the guy with the green Oldsmobile. I haven't seen one. And because they were going so quickly down there, and I mean, they were going 100 miles per hour, but they were going enough where you could catch who they were.
Okay.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant idea. I know it's tough on the cars to do that, you know, to get everybody all lined up and then just go. But I'm telling you, man, people are on their feet, you know, just to see that.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Okay. Well, also keep in mind that delicious dinner afterward. Which was funny. When do the fans have to leave the Nostalgia Nats? I mean, when do you guys close up? I mean,
the gates. We usually close the gates when the last person walks out the door.
Okay,
it's usually midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, because racing, man, 400 cars. Holy cannoli! You know, to give you a rule of thumb, if you get 30 cars, 40 cars at an event, you are a promoter of the year. To get 10 times that amount, phenomenal.
Yeah, we were, that Saturday night, we were racing till it was around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and you guys are really racing. And when we say that, and let us tell the people in Oakland, California that are listening to us right now, when we say nostalgia drags, and again, some of the racers, they may not be 25, 30 anymore, but you know what? These guys were getting it. They weren't easing up. They weren't, I mean, to the peril of themselves. We saw some wheel standers, you know, that you went, oh my God, when that car comes back down to earth, you know. But these guys were racing full out. And how long were they racing down the track? Did you put that 1320 in front of me?
They have.
Kids, save your money. Look, even if you have to go over the fence. Now, Steve will chase you out if you try to go over the fence and be the 26% in there. I mean, he'll find you. You know, he's got great vision, even at night, so don't even try it. But you can look through the fence. If you save no money anywhere this year, save some money to go to the Nostalgia Nats. Now, the difference between, and here's a great question that we have from Alan, from Davis Park, Alabama. There we go. Wants to know, what is the difference between the Detroit Dragway Reunion and the Nostalgia Nationals?
Well, the Detroit Dragway Reunion, it started out, and I think this is going to be our 12th year. It started out just that. It was the group that raced at Detroit Dragway, which is now defunct.
Yeah.
And I guess the major difference between the two is for the Detroit Dragway Reunion, we don't have a year cap, where at the Nostalgia Drags, we do. I think we limit it to 89, thinking that an 89 is nostalgia, but it is getting to be
old. It is now. Yeah, it is now. Yeah, okay.
So that's the major difference, and we gear more towards the nostalgia cars for nostalgia, where the reunion is just that. It brings out a lot of the former Detroit Dragway racers that don't normally come out anymore.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So George from Demopolis, North Carolina, wants to know, is the Nostalgia Nationals a touring event?
It is not. It's a standalone event at Milan Dragway.
And only to be seen at Milan Dragway, which opens up another question of, if this is a national, is there other events? Is this accumulation of other nostalgia events, or is this just the granddaddy of them all?
This event's been going on since the early 80s, and back in the early 80s, we didn't have the amount of nostalgia events that we do now. You know, now you can pretty much every weekend throughout the country, there's one somewhere. Back in the 80s, if you had a handful, you know, you were lucky. And the one at Milan, it was, you know, in September, and it was kind of the season closer, and it was, at the time, it was the biggest one.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because now all of a sudden it's starting to catch on. If I'm not mistaken, there's a couple of websites or Facebook pages that do nothing but nostalgia drags.
Sure.
You know, because there's a lot of cars that are still out there, and there's a lot of cars, and there's still a lot of people who want to race them, because once you do race, it's in your blood. It doesn't matter how old you are. You know?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, you have some racers who are not brand new, let's say, you know, but yet it was a thrill to talk to everybody. Now, is there a thought? All right, so I'm going to paraphrase what Heath says. So Heath from Medicine Hat, Canada. Isn't that okay? They're asking if there's going to be more, since the Nostalgia Nationals are so successful at Milan, would there be a thought of having more than one?
Well, we've got, you know, we have three events throughout the year that kind of cater to the nostalgia side. The Detroit Dragway Reunion being one of them.
Right.
And then we have another event in July called Kicking It Old School, which it started out to be just a grudge race type of deal, and it has grown. Guys wanted to bring the bracket racing and class racing back to it, so we've done that. So the August event is, I'm sorry, July, is kind of a mini version of the Nostalgia Drags. And then, of course, our big one, which is in September, the Nostalgia Drags.
When do you start putting together, I mean, in a COVID year, Steve, how do you get something as massive as a 400-car field together?
You have a lot of people that didn't have anywhere to go all year.
Yeah, you're right. Amen, yeah. Brother.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, but what'd you do? I mean, because you had to send out the flyers, right? And then you had to get, you know, these guys penciled in, because your other hat at Milan, folks are kind of unclear what you do at Milan.
I am their basically special events promotion director. I guess I don't have an actual physical title, but and that's what I do. I help them book in whatever exhibition cars and whatnot, and just take the little bit of the burden off of the rest of the staff.
How hard was that to do over the winter into the spring now with this great uncertainty?
You know, we have to kind of roll with the punches. We waited a little longer to put the schedule out this year just to see what everybody else was doing and where things were going to go. But it was kind of business as usual. You know, if we talked about it and we figured that we're going to put the schedule out, and if the governor, you know, shuts things down, it's a lot easier to postpone or cancel than it is to try and put stuff together at the last minute.
Yeah, because not talking about any track in Michigan, but we noticed that there's a lot of tracks with testing tunes on Fridays and Saturdays, you know, which are basically, you know, especially for tracks of certain magnitude, testing tunes, this is just like a holding, like a save this date.
Correct,
you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, I can, but you know what? It doesn't, for the normal human being, normal fan, I guess, it doesn't excite you. When you see, you know, you get all excited and you go, oh, great, you know, test and tune, test and tune, test and tune. But when you take a look at, say, what Milan did and said, yeah, here's our schedule. If we have to, you know, postpone it for rain or COVID or whatever, okay, but this is where you can plan out your summer.
Right.
Brilliant move, because is it hard to, with all the groups that you got to book in, the Fine Friends from Missouri, the Great Lakes Gassers, whatnot, and Tuit, you know, how, when you talk to them, are they hesitant to book?
Not at all. Not at all. We start the booking process pretty much the day after the Nostalgia event. You know, we're putting plans into place for next year so that we can make sure we get the best groups possible and save dates and people can make vacation plans. And
yeah. I mean, how is that going now for the ones that you have coming up for this year's Nationals? Because we're not really looking. I mean, for the Michigan tracks, we're not seeing a lot of the Great Lakes Gassers in too many places yet. And so we're wondering, not like you're going to talk for Tim, you know, but we're wondering if groups like Tim, and that's why we asked the question, were they kind of holding back a little bit?
No, I think that the other tracks are, again, they're just slow in putting their schedules out. I know that we've got Great Lakes Gassers booked in three times. I believe they're at Ubley a couple times. They're mm-hmm. at Norwalk. So he's got a pretty good schedule for the year. I think they're even at Mid-Michigan once this year, which will be a first for them.
Yeah, because we're looking at some of the stuff, because you kind of go as Milan goes, as 131 goes the state, you know, and
right.
Then as Norwalk goes 131, goes Milan, You know, and now that see that Norwalk is going to be open this year.
Right.
Okay. I mean, the world is back to somewhat normal, you know, without him there. Now with Norwalk running, does that disrupt anything from Milan?
No, I don't think so. You know, Norwalk has their core bracket racers, and Milan has their core bracket racers, 131, you know, that. So I don't think, I mean, there might be a little bit of crossover between the two, but no, I think, you know, we didn't see, with them being closed, we didn't see a great rise in bracket cars throughout the season.
Gotcha. Okay. Because now we're looking, oh, okay, so now we have, is this Ted? Sooner or later, Steve, we will find interns that knows the King's English and has the difference between a T and a Z. Anyways, we'll call him Ed. Ed from Hartsert, Maine, wants to know, and I'll paraphrase, what groups are coming to the Nostalgia Nationals that may not have been there last year? Good question.
Well, I've pretty much got all the SEAM groups coming, with the addition of we are bringing in a couple of Nitro funny cars. We've got the Chi-Town Hustler, surprisingly out of Chicago. And we have Buzz McElwee from the west side of Michigan bringing his new Buzzy's Bomber, going to come and attempt to set a track record.
Really? And the track record would be what?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Make something up.
He should run. He's hoping to be somewhere in the 530s, maybe push a 520, and that's in the quarter mile, not the eighth mile.
Boop, boop. You get the happy music when you say 1320. Okay, good. All right, so what are you going to run?
We're hopefully, if we get our combination right, we're going to sneak our car into the fives this year. That's what our goal is.
Your best run at Milan was what?
6:15.
Wow. And you're sad about that?
Holy. Oh, not at all. Well, I wasn't until one of my rivals went a 6:13 a couple weeks after me, but it just makes us work harder.
All right, and the rival would be who?
That would be George Ridenour.
And he drives the?
He is an Excalibur Corvette.
Right.
Which he was there at Milan for the Nostalgia Nats.
So we can't tell you what to do, but if you see the Detroit Tiger next to the Excalibur, you'll want to boo the Excalibur heartily.
We'll take all the help we can get.
Normally, this would be one of those parts where they go, no, you know, we want fair sportsmanship and, you know, don't boo out anybody. Bless your heart, Steve.
Nah,
God bless you. Steve, when you go out, I mean, you bring the whole everybody with you as your crew, don't you?
I do, yes. Yep.
I mean, especially for the one here in Michigan, but when you go driving around, because how many times are you going to be in Texas this year? Three?
We're only going to Texas twice. We'll be there in September and then again in October. We're gonna skip two of them.
All right. So you are going to be starting. When do you put the car in the trailer and take off? April?
We'll be March 24th. We're heading southwest.
And then how many times a month are you going to be in a different state?
Pretty much every weekend. I think like through from Memorial Day until the beginning of July, we're on the road every weekend.
Every weekend, which means packing Wednesday, coming home Sunday, passing out the Tuesday?
More or less. Right.
Yeah, it's not because you have some fine, you know, 67 GTX that you can just pop on the trailer and pop off. I mean, you're a little bit more different than that.
Little bit.
So by the time that you pack when you get home and you pull in and you put it in park, how long does it take you to get everything out and ready to reassemble to go out the next weekend?
Well, our normal ritual is we try to do as much at the track before we load the car as we can. It just depends on how we do. If we end up winning an event, then that's late in the night, so there's not a lot of time to do any service there. So typically we're home sometime on Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday are our service days. We'll get the car apart and do whatever we have to do to it and get it loaded back up on Wednesday so that we can head out on Thursday.
Who drives?
All of us. we take turns.
I mean, so you pack the cab filled with a bunch of Mountain Dew and Twizzlers and away you go?
You got it.
Oh, bless your hearts, man. All right, so now let us not forget, your sponsors are who?
Oh, we've got Bowen Race Cars out of Flint, Michigan. Power Shield Coatings out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. SSI Superchargers out of the Cleveland area. And Minuteman Staffing out of Akron, Ohio.
Minuteman Staffing?
It's a staffing service, kind of like our Kelly services here.
Yeah. Oh, no, we've heard of them. But, I mean, that's, of everybody that you just named off, it was, how did you get that as a sponsor, which not necessarily a automotive person?
John's a longtime friend of ours, and he's we've been racing together with John for, probably 15 years. And he comes to just about all of our events.
Wow. Okay. Hey, any which way you can get it. All right. So,
right.
Now, Steve, what haven't we discussed in one whole minute that you want to talk about?
Man, I think we've almost covered everything.
Yeah, that's the sign of a good interviewer. Okay, good.
Exactly.
Here's your $5. It'll be in the mail.
Right.
Cool, because that's what everybody wants to do. If, kiddies, take a look at the Milan Dragway site. I mean, love...
I can spout off some dates I've got.
Go.
Of course, you know, one of our big headline deals at Milan are our Heads Up races, which is the first Friday of every month. That's kind of one of our big deals, aside from the nostalgia stuff.
Sure.
And then we've got the Detroit Dragway Reunion, which is February 18th and 19th. 18th is kind of a parking and testing. The show is on the 19th.
Are they going to have that car show again this year?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Hey. And then July 24th, we've got Kicking It Old School. And also we're having a Willie's Reunion. That's going to be something new this year that we're going to try.
Kicking It Old School is going to have the Willie's Reunion?
Correct, yes.
Gee, do you know anybody that has a blue one?
I've heard of one or two. Yeah.
You know, he's coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll ask
him. All right, cool. And then, of course, on September 24th, 25th, and 26th, we've got the Nostalgia Nationals.
And we're looking at north of 400 cars again.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Holy cannoli, because I'm sure when you did your exit interviews, you didn't get too many people that said, I will not be back again.
Right, exactly.
You know, and especially because the purse is almost $1 million that weekend.
Right.
Except for you got to find it. The 26th person that comes in has it. Find them. Anyways, an incredible time. I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's listening to us right now, including the fine friends in, and I can't read the city's name, I wish I was better at that, but the folks that are listening to us in Brazil, you want to be listening to CKWI Radio 76, because we're asking Steve right now, we want to be a part of the Nostalgia Nats. We want to put that on our calendar to show up and be there.
You're a new staple there, John.
That's my man. So, folks, listen to us. We'll have Todd Sr. with us will be doing the color with us. I'm not exactly sure who will be in the booth doing in the from the track, but everybody that, and again, it's like we said 2 weeks ago, we had a wrong feeling of what Mylon was. I mean, everybody thought it was a stuck-up girl in school, and when you talked to her, they turned out to be extremely nice, so that's Mylon, you know? And that's, the folks up in the booth were incredibly helpful, and nicest people that you ever want to meet. And it just works out well. You want to go to the Nostalgia Nats. Listen to CKWI Radio 76. We'll give you the updates. We'll keep in touch with Steve throughout the year because we want to give updates on how everything's going on, no matter what country or what state you may be in, you know, and because this is going to be such a summer of flux, you know, what state's going to let up and what states are still going to be in a tough situation, et cetera, et cetera. You want to listen to the Nostalgia Nats, 400 cars plus. You'll see the pictures. We already told Susan. We already bought the brand new lenses for the Canon. And we'll be sending pictures back because it's not to be missed. They can buy tickets early, right, Steve?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And where can they get those at?
Those will be available on the Mylon Dragway website.
And they can start sending in their money.
That one I can't answer yet.
Oh, okay. We're doing so good. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, folks, as soon as they open up the gates to send in your money, you don't want to be turned away. You don't want to be that 26%, you know, because you honestly got, if you can't be there, be with us on CKW, but it is an event like no others. We're incredible fans, and I know we're not supposed to be, but we're incredible fans of this event. It is one of the highlights of the summer. You have to experience. If you can't get to it, again, please listen to us on CKWR Radio 76. Steve, we've taken you a little bit longer than we wanted to. Not that we wanted to, that we told you that we would. So we just want to let all the CKWI Radio 76 affiliates on the line know that we're running just a little bit late today. But when we got somebody on the quality level as Steve Tomosik, we're going to keep him here as long as we can. So we'll be running the ads a little bit late today. And just to let you know that the Detroit Sports Authorities will be here live at 7 p.m. If you love Detroit sports as much as they do, you'll love the Detroit Sports Authorities here at 7 o'clock at the new CKWI Radio 76 Studio 1 that we're broadcasting out of this year. Hooray. All right, Steve, thanks a lot, man. Hang on the line, won't you? I want to talk to you for just a second off the air. But thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Absolutely our pleasure. And our pleasure, too, is the Rolling Stones here talking about how their Jack can jump on CKW Radio 76.